Blake, you don't come away with the win, but what's the value in forcing a team to work as hard as you made them work to win a game on home ice?
I think you come into a series like this starting on the road, and you want to get a win. Certainly, we would, we had an opportunity to get two, and after we won the first one, that was our goal. We really like our spot right now, though.
You outshot them 50-41 or something like that. You were able to apply pressure when you guys wanted to apply pressure. Does that game more resemble the game you want to play than maybe what we saw in game one?
Yeah, we played better tonight. We were on the puck a little bit more. Got on their D. A lot of rim pucks by their D. So I think we liked the bulk of what we did tonight. Just a couple of little things to clean up, and we'll get back at it in front of our fans.
How much did that feel like the regular season games you had with these guys?
There's some similarities, obviously, the back and forth, the scoring, but in terms of the intensity, there was no comparison.
Like, what's it like with the game going as long as it did, just shift by shift? How do you manage that as players?
You don't change anything. Just keep doing your job. Everyone does their job, and just wait for the other team to make a mistake. Unfortunately, it was us that did that tonight, but that's how you play overtime. You just keep doing the same things. Nobody needs to be a hero. Just run your routes, do the simple things, and force them to make a mistake. We just weren't able to do it.
Shifley now has 7 goals in his last 4 games. Your thoughts on his emergence as a playoff performer?
He's been great. Just, when he runs hot, he can put it in the net with the best of them. Where he is on the power play right now, Patty's getting a ton of respect. So, we're pretty lucky. I think we got maybe the best, at least one of the best, top 2 one-timer in Patty Laine, and I don't see anyone being better in that slot than Shea. So, it's a great luxury to have.